Decider by Dick Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. Okay, so here I am, Lee Morris, opening doors and windows to gusts of life and early death. They looked pretty harmless on my doorstep. Two middle-aged civil Englishmen in country gent tweeds and flat caps, their eyebrows in unison raised inquiringly, their shared expression one of embarrassed anxiety. "Lee Morris," one of them said, his diction clipped, secure, expensive. "Could we speak to him?" "Selling insurance?" I asked dryly. Their embarrassment deepened. "No, actually..." Late March evening. Sun low and strong. Gold light falling sideways onto their benign faces, their eyes achingly narrowed against the glare. They stood a pace or two from me, careful not to crowd. Good manners all around. I realized that I knew one of them by sight, and I spent a few extended seconds wondering why on earth he'd sought me out on a Sunday a long way from his normal habitat. During this pause, three small boys padded up the flagstoned passage from the depths of the house behind me, concentratedly threaded a way around me, and out through the pair beyond, and silently climbed like cats, up into the fuzzy, bursting leaf-bud embrace of an ancient spreading oak nearby on the lawn. There the three figures rested, becoming immobile, lying on their stomachs along the old boughs, half-seen, intent, secretive, deep in an espionage game. The visitors watched in bemusement.